Download the Notts Cricket Podcast every Friday from nottscc.co.uk.
You know, he wants us to be fairly sober when we play.
I'll tell you what, that could be photoshopped. That'd be embarrassing for you.
When you get home from a day at the cricket, it's nice to have a wife there who doesn't want to talk to you about cricket, who just wants to make your tea and then wash up after you.
I don't know who the genius is who's going to explain that.
Hi, I'm Jeff Miller. You're listening to the Notts Cricket Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Notts Cricket Podcast. This week, Alex Hales talks 2020. Roger Marshall talks second 11 cricket. But first, Neil Edwards explains the significance of Ryan Sidebottom's return.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things we've got at this club is a lot of strength and depth in our bowling attack. And Sid's obviously up there as our number one, really. And it'd be fantastic to have him back in the ranks this week.
What's he been like around the place? Obviously, we high as a kite after that win in the West Indies. And hopefully, he can bring that form back onto the domestic circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's he's obviously had a fantastic two or three weeks with England out in the Caribbean. He's come back, he's pretty fresh. He's obviously not bowled a huge amount of overs on that trip, with it only being 2020, and he'll be looking to take his success out there and bring it to Notts.
Looking back at the defeat against Hampshire, we didn't have an overseas player. Was that a factor perhaps in the defeat?
Oh, not really. I think we might perhaps not have got the rub of the green, whereas we have in the last sort of three or four games. It was an important toss, I think, and we batted in pretty tough conditions on that first morning, and being sort of 34 or 35 like we were, we were always on the back foot from there. I mean, we took it right down to the last over almost, and we were as good a chance to win it as they were on the last day. And you know, we lost and it was unfortunate, but at the same time, we've got to look at it as a game we could have won and gone 5 from 5.
Yeah, 8 down on that final day. A lot of people would have thought that we were perhaps favourites to win that game. Is that your point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. I backed us all the way. I thought we probably had too many runs at the end of the third day, but McKenzie played a fantastic knock, and it was always going to take somebody like that to get a big 100 and a not out to get them through. He was the man that put his hand up, did the job for them, and they narrowly won it.
What about Essex? How will they approach this, and what can we expect from them?
Essex are a good side, promoted last year. They've come off the back of a draw, I think, at Lancashire last week. Yesterday. So, they've just played a four-day game. We've had a week off. We're pretty fresh. We're the obviously form side in the league. And I think anybody coming here will be more wary of us than we should be of them.
We've already heard that Bilal will drop out, so perhaps a different opening partner for you in this game. Mark Waugh's back, and Matt Wood scored a 197 in the two, so a lot of competition for place at the top of the order.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I think throughout the team, with Sid coming back and things like that, you know, there's people that are going to be disappointed to miss out, and it keeps the people that are in possession on their toes and having to do their job, and the people in the second team have got to push hard to get a place in this side, and that's exactly the way it should be.
What do we need to do to beat Essex?
I just think we need to be positive, like we have in the last five games. We need to go out and play our brand of cricket, be aggressive and take the game to them. And, I'm under no illusions that we'll come out on top.
Roger Marshall, second 11 scorer. You've had an eye on the game against Worcestershire this week. And one thing we all want to know is how's Luke Fletcher looking?
Well, after a tentative warning spell when Worcester were 155 for one at lunch, Luke came back after lunch and had a superb spell, really. He bowled 7 overs and 4 maidens and took 3 wickets for 11. So that was a very good performance. You could see that he was bowling fluently and with quite a bit of pace, moving the ball away from the batsman and inducing him to get nicks behind to the keeper and the slips.
He's been missing for a couple of weeks, but looking at his figures and listening to your report there, it sounds like he's bowling pain-free again.
Yes, it seems to be. He seems to be getting back to full fitness after, 2 or 3 weeks out of action with his stomach muscle pull he's had. So hopefully he's fighting back and now in contention to get back into the first team.
Another man trying to get first-year recognitions, Matt Wood, and his innings yesterday sounded like something a bit special.
Yes, it was. He started off a bit tentatively, but he was soon in full flow and batted for over 5 hours, scoring 197, which included 29 fours and a 6. And he found a worthy partner in Sam Kelsall, who, in a stand of 209. Sam got 89 before being caught and bowled, which was a bit disappointing, but he deserved 100. But Matt batted on and on and was the basis of our score of 452 all out.
And the other guy we're keeping an eye on is Graham White. Mick likes to use his spinners in 2020. Do you think White is suited to that format?
Well, I think he is, yes. Again, on the first day, he bowled 30 overs and took one for 49, which included 14 maidens. In fact, he bowled unchanged throughout the afternoon session and bowled very well and contained the Worcestershire batsmen. They did total 343 in the end, but it really kept the bowling attack during the afternoon session.
But I was thinking ahead to 2020, the prospect of fielding our England boys and the Australians and some pretty explosive specialists as well. It's a real mouth-watering prospect, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. I mean, I think our bowling line-up first up is going to be Broad, Nanez, Sidebottom. No, and us will probably lose as well, but no, it's looking good for us. I think we've got a good chance of winning it.
How important is star power to this competition? Obviously, County Pro's in there as well, but you see some of the names involved. It really is going to go up a gear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic to see all these overseas players coming in. It's definitely going to boost the standard. And, like I said, I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully I can make an impression and Notts can do well.
Hussey and Nanez aside, which names have caught your eye?
Well, there's, what's his name, Shahid Afridi. He's at Hampshire. He's definitely going to be a very good signing. There's Sean Tate at Glamorgan. We've got Dirk Nanez. There's some really good bowlers flying about and a couple of good batsmen as well.
What's it like, how helpful will it be to face the likes of Dirk and Ryan in the nets before we go into this competition?
I'm not going to lie, hopefully I won't be facing too much in the nets. I'll probably stick to throwdowns, hitting some half volleys. But no, it'd be good practice. I mean, Dirk's here already, so he'll be ready and raring to go.
What about the batting lineup? Ali and Matt Brown, Matt Wood and Ali Brown, rather, were charged with getting us a good start last year. Is that a place you'd like to slot in, or do you see yourself coming in a little bit further down?
I hope so. I hope I get in there up top. I've done it in one-day cricket, and I feel that's where I belong in the short form of the game. And I tried it last year. It didn't work out very well. I've got a measly average so far, but hopefully I can pull it right this year and do well up top.
What will make us achieve success in 2020? Aside from the star power that's going to be in that team, what do we need to apply to make sure that we get victories early on?
I think fielding's key. In the last couple of years, we've been a bit woeful when it comes to fielding. So hopefully we've got a couple of new signs, Mullaney and White. Hopefully they'll boost our fielding a bit. And if we can get off to good starts with a bat or a couple of wickets early doors, we'll be all right, I think.
Yeah, lots have been made about the work we've done in one-day cricket during the winter. Have you seen improvements in the fielding?
Yeah, definitely. There's still a lot of work to do, but compared to last year, it's definitely gone up a gear. And hopefully when it comes to 2020, we'll keep on improving.
Hussey to captain the side as well. With Reedy's back in, what can he add given his standing in the World 2020 game?
Yeah, I think Reedy needs a break and Huss is going to come in. I think he'll do a fantastic job. He'll offer international experience, and I'm sure that'll rub off on everyone else.
First home game Friday 11th of June against Derbyshire, a derby which will be very important to the Nottingham born players. Has that been lost on you?
Yeah, it definitely has been. I mean, been up here 2 or 3 years now, and it's rubbed off on me already, so I can't wait. It's probably going to be, probably should get a good crowd in if it's good weather, so I'm really looking forward to it.